At the 2013 Ag Connect Expo, I'm visiting with Nick Schaefer. First of all, tell me what you do for John Deere.
I'm a product manager with our ISG group, so I focus on our technology products and specifically the John Deere Field Connect product.
That's what we're going to talk about here. I've already visited with a couple of your representatives on JD Link and Machinery Link. What is different? What is Field Connect?
So Field Connect is our site-specific soil moisture monitoring tool. Essentially, it's pulling soil moisture information from your field, very specific to that location, and providing it to you in a way that can help you to make decisions around how you manage that field moisture.
What is the mechanism that makes this happen?
The Field Connect system consists of three different components. The main component is our sensing probe. This probe is installed right in the crop row and pulls in information based on capacitance sensors at multiple depths within that soil profile. That information is pulled into our Field Connect gateway, where it's aggregated or collected every 30 minutes and then communicated to our website every 2 hours. That website is the location where customers can log in, see their information, and do analysis about what moisture is available in their field and take appropriate action to optimize those conditions.
So the probe and unit, like you said, transmit then back to website. What kind of service do you use in order to make that connection?
Our gateway utilizes a cellular and satellite modem to do that communication. If you're in an area where you don't have the best satellite or cell coverage, our satellite coverage will actually take care of that, ensuring that consistent, reliable communication between our gateway and the website.
So you said that it's collecting data on very regular intervals. How quickly is that information then available to the, let's say, the farmer or consultant that might want to be looking at it?
So we collect the information from the probe every 30 minutes, and then it's communicated every 2 hours. And as soon as that information is communicated to our servers, it's available on our application for you to view that information.
So very, almost able to monitor it sort of in real time, if you will.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So all that, again, is like with JD Link, for example. You're collecting a lot of data. If I understand this right, then basically that's... on a Deere server, you're collecting it there. The customer doesn't really have to worry about storing all this data himself.
That's correct. We do offer options within many of our applications that if the producer wanted to have that information locally on their machine to do additional analysis and some tools they're familiar with, Excel and others, they can actually download that out of our system and have it available to use for purposes that they want to if we don't offer that function already.
I've been in at least one session here where this idea of the data and who has it and where it is, some concerns about things like security and all that. How do you kind of address some of those concerns for your customers?
Absolutely. So Deere as a whole is really addressing what our strategy is going to be in data management. But a couple of key points to take away is we want to be transparent. The control of our data, of the data that's being collected, will be with the customer. They will be able to control that data, dictating who can have access to it and how it can be used. And we really want to focus on that transparency and maintaining that customer in control of their data.
Well, I know it's a very important topic today as we hear the term big data. It's certainly a lot of data is moving around right now, and we are just amazed at what we're seeing happen. And I think we're just at the start of it, and John Deere is right there on the forefront. Thank you very much, Nick Schaefer. We've been visiting here at Ag Connect Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.